This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, and home of the five-star technician online at cropmetcalf.com. Thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, August 20th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Yep. Give me a Twitter follow at Money Metal Cakes.
Birthday evening?
It was good. It was pretty low-key. Just hung out with the family for the most part. Ventured outside for a little bit to play some hoops.
It was hot
yesterday. It was hot. I mean, it lasted for about 20 minutes playing with my son, and I said, this is preposterous.
Even in the shade, it was hot.
Yeah, because a portion of the backyard hoops court was shaded, but it didn't matter. I mean, felt like you're just walking around in a swamp. But good hangout. Had a nice lunch and dinner with my family. Watched Bachelor in Paradise like a big loser.
Perfect.
To close out the evening, and here I am.
I know I've asked you this before. Does somebody win money on Bachelor in Paradise?
No, JP. But more important, you could win love or a relationship with somebody. Or, let's be honest, it's a big hookup island. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
No point to the show.
I'd be shocked if there's any relationship that ever lasted for, I don't know, 5 minutes once they leave the spot in Mexico.
I'm ashamed to admit I clicked on a couple of Bachelor stories yesterday.
Oh, you should be.
It showed up on my Yahoo feed. I still use Yahoo often. Right. I click on Yahoo News, and these stories came up, and it was about the Bachelor, Colton Underwood.
Colton, yes. He was the one who claimed that he was a virgin, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Colton, are you calling shenanigans on that claim?
I mean, he played in the NFL he had a cup of coffee in the NFL. He was a big stud athlete. Claimed he was a virgin. Maybe he was. I don't know.
Hard to imagine.
Colton, doing a Tim Tebow bit.
The story was that Colton was upset that the producers manipulated who he wanted to go on the dates with.
Okay.
I think he may be with whoever he picked
Can't even remember.
But he said that he would say, this is my number one girl, and then they wouldn't allow him to go on a date with that person. So he then manipulated back, and I guess the producers would say, give us your list of your top girls, and they decide on who's going on the group dates, who's going on the single dates.
It's all manipulated.
And he just kept using the same girl, even though he wasn't Cypher, as his top girl, so that he could potentially get the ones that he wanted in these group dates or single dates. It just shows you how fake those shows are.
Yeah, they're very scripted and fake. Of course they are.
But, like, what is the actual point? There is none, right? It's just a...
Bachelor in Paradise?
It's just to eavesdrop and just to watch them? Like, are there challenges or anything?
I don't think there are any challenges. There are loosely constructed dates, but, I mean, how far can you... They're on this little beachfront spot in Mexico, and they show them... They're like 95% of the time.
Who sets up the dates?
I would assume it's the producers.
So you don't know as a viewer. You have no idea how
you don't
this.
Care.
You're they basically all just get dropped off on the island in the bar, and then they
say,
pair up.
"Well, I'm supposed to date so and so tonight."
I don't know the structure.
You don't watch it that closely.
I don't watch it that closely where I'm nitpicky about.
Well, just
exactly.
Sort of understanding.
I think it's
why
much,
this is happening.
I mean, I feel terrible talking about this, but I think it's a more loosely structured version of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
So there is some point to it.
I guess. I mean, they have rose ceremonies.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, and they kick people off the island?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. So it's a miniature version of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the answer.
It's like a stripped-down version.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Makes
and
sense.
And I feel terrible for watching it and worse for talking about it and admitting that I watch
Inquiring minds want to know. Birthday buns?
No. Last night, just 10 p.m., Bachelorette went off. Right to bed.
Right,
that's
what I was
inclined to bet on, but I wasn't sure.
You know what? I think I danced with the devil last night. Didn't use the machine.
He's not using his machine. He's not taking his cholesterol meds.
I use it 98% of the time. Last night, just one of those.
Butt
tired.
And just fell asleep.
Yeah.
Right. It could happen.
Probably snoring.
Probably
so
snoring
bad.
Amy right out of the bed.
Right.
I mean, just a poor woman.
Unbelievable.
Think she deals with.
You know, earlier in the summer when we all were doing the stories about all of the deaths in Costa Rica and we thought that they were tied to the tainted alcohol.
It was Dominican, right?
Dominican.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Costa Rica has also chimed in. They've had a total of 59 people who have consumed tainted alcohol and died. And they're saying they have closed 10 establishments and seized more than 55,000. Think about that. 55,000 containers of alcohol, it said, were laced with methanol, a colorless poisonous alcohol found in antifreeze. Which is, I guess, what some people use to make it, to spread it out, to increase the volume of the liquid.
So you're diluting it.
Yeah.
You're cutting it.
But it also makes it more potent, and I guess if you really screw that up, I mean, it'll donk you off.
That's terrifying.
Can you imagine 55,000 containers had tainted alcohol?
My man J-Mo dodged a bullet down in Costa Rica a few months ago. Just went there. Just came back. Looked beautiful.
So this
like
is
a beautiful spot.
My niece was just in Costa Rica. She came back with a scorpion Bob in her
B's.
Shoe.
Bobby's dodged a bullet. He was at a destination wedding that I'm sure he didn't want to go to in Costa Rica like 2 years ago.
That's where my honeymoon
was. Or maybe it was 8 years
ago.
Sure
I had a great time in Costa Rica. I mean, Costa Rica's a big country.
I'm not going. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere they're finding all this tainted alcohol. Just check it off the list. Will never happen. Never step foot in Dominican. I'll never step foot in Costa Rica.
All I'm saying is Costa Rica is very big.
Yeah.
So it'd be like saying if this happened in the United States, I'm never coming to the United States.
Well,
it's not nearly as big as the United States, but I'm just saying.
I have faith that this is not going
to
happen.
He likes to play the numbers. The longer game.
I did that when I sent my kid to the Dominican in the middle of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But if I had to do it in hindsight, I don't think I would. Now that I know what I know.
Plenty of beaches in the United States.
Yes,
plenty
there are. That is very
you go
good
to Florida,
point.
You can go to
California. MBB Beach.
Bung
did it,
Beach.
Did it say where Bung in Costa Beach. Rica?
No, I might have. I don't know. They did list the brands affected, and I hadn't heard of them. Guaro, Montano, Guaro, Gran Apache. I don't know. There's a bunch of them. Guaro Chenet.
Doesn't affect your Jack Daniels.
Red Star Brandy, Brandy Red Barnacle. I don't know. They're not brands that I ever have heard.
Hey, as long as they're not pouring methanol in the 12-ounce bottles of beer, I'm generally going to be...
If you're a beer guy, it seems
be okay,
like,
I think.
Seems like you'd be okay.
You would think.
But I'm a guy that goes up and orders a Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what they're pouring in there.
Nope.
Could be anything. So
I think I'm over ordering mixed drinks at bars.
You're over that?
Yeah, they're just
beer guy.
They're always super expensive. They never quite live up to the expectations that I have for them.
Oh, really?
Generally disappointed by them.
I think the reason why Jason and I like them is you have one drink and you're buzzing. You have two, you're feeling real good.
Right.
And that's all you need.
Right.
You know, versus like pounding six beers to get to the same destination.
If I'm out and about, I'm not like pounding. I'm going to have like two beers.
Yeah.
If
you're out and about.
More in a chill mode.
Right, but if you just like, you know what, I want to get a little buzz here.
Right.
It's going to take three beers probably.
Yeah.
You know, whereas you can just have one little cocktail halfway in, you're like, woo.
Right.
By the way, this is the first time I've really noticed it.
Yeah.
And I think you did mention this a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. Did you get another skin tag on your face?
This one?
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking about? That's the one I talked about last week. I don't know what it is. Mole, skin tag, lesion.
It just looks like whatever it was.
Ugly.
You had it cut out or whatever, and now it's coming back. Is that basically what it was?
No.
That was on the left side
of
his face.
The one I had removed was over here. Now this side's silly. Now this side, it's hurting.
Yeah.
I'm Two-Faced, Drab. I'm Two-Faced from Batman.
I don't know. It's the first time. I know we did talk about it, but it's the first time it might be the way the light is coming off your face. Like it's like something sticking out.
I do have like the home remedy where I could freeze it myself and... Then it turns black.
Oh, the doctor gave you the home remedy?
No. Yeah, a doctor.
You could buy it over the counter?
It's Dr. Scholl's.
Yeah. You could buy it over the counter?
Yeah, just an over-the-counter. But I'm a little... If it were anywhere else but my face...
Kind of close to your eyeball.
I would have already done it.
Right.
But I'm like, I don't even know what it is.
That's rolling the dice.
It's rolling the dice. It's my face.
Right. Right. Reminds me, I don't know why it made me think of it. So my son's car had a bunch of tree sap on it.
Okay.
And
had a bunch of Warren.
I couldn't get it off. And I was like, what to do? I don't know what to do. Am I have to, you know, am I screwed? Am I have to get the whole car repainted? I don't know.
Yeah, that's,
so of course, we Google it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, what, of course, that's what you do.
It said, you're screwed.
No, and it said, use nail polish remover.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, that's great. So and my wife says, well, do you think it's good? It'll hurt the car? I go, nah, it says it's money. So I just,
I'd be nervous about that. Is it basically is removing caked on paint from people's nails.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would be worried.
And it smells.
Well, so I just put some on a tissue and I was like, oh my God, it's just coming off like butter. It's just, it's amazing. And I did all these spots in the car. And then an hour later, I looked at it. You could definitely see where I wiped them off.
Yeah. Oh, it took off some paint.
I don't know if it took off paint, but it might have took off a little
paint
of
thinner.
The shine on it. Or, you know, I don't know. It took off a little of something.
Yeah.
That, by the way, is the most obscure line.
Paint thinner?
I don't even remember. Does that have to do with covering your bald spot or something?
I don't remember
like that?
I don't remember the context. I just remember.
I feel like that's a Don and Mike callback.
It might be. It's a way back callback.
You and don't even know what you're calling back.
I don't even know what it means. I just heard the nail polish remover. My
Such
brain started working. Paint thinner.
Right. Well, anyway, you know, so if.
Now that
I would be cautious about my face. I wasn't that cautious about the car.
Yeah, but I know what's going to happen.
That down on the totem pole of your fleet of cars, right?
Well, I mean, it's a nice car. I just got it like a year and a half ago.
Oh, it's a nice
Passat.
But I mean, know what's nice going to happen. I'm going to call the dermatologist, and he's just going to freeze it off like I could have at home. And it's going to be a waste of time.
No, it's not a waste of time when you get rid of it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like making an appointment, even though it's not that hard. It literally would take 30 seconds to make an appointment.
Right.
Are you supposed to address general skin tags?
I don't have to. They're just annoying.
Don't know.
I mean, they're not
harmful.
I have
a couple like underneath the armpit.
Yeah, they're not harmful. They're just annoying. They're unsightly. Yeah. They're gross.
Mine are all in the armpit area.
Yeah, nobody sees your armpit. Who's going to see your stupid armpit?
I used to have one. I wonder if I have.
I feel like it's under where the sweat drips down.
Yeah, nobody's going to see that.
No, nobody really
sees
it.
Yeah, what are you worried about?
I think I got rid of mine. I had one.
I'm not that worried
too.
Because they've been there for years.
Yeah, that means, you know what?
If it's just extra skin. It's arctic. But it's not, you know, it's not cancer or anything. It's just pain. It's one of those things you should occasionally go to the dermatologist.
Rubs the lotion on
check you for your moles and lop off your skin tags.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've ever been to a dermatologist.
Oh, you'd know if you'd been because they lift up your junk and they look everywhere. Have you ever had that when they do the full body scan?
I don't know if I've had that extensive of a.
They do a full body
scan. Dermatologist. They
sure, that was a dermatologist.
It takes like 3 weeks to get an appointment.
Yeah, it takes forever to get an appointment. And then when you get in, when they give you the skin, I thought they'd just look at my arms and my back and face. No. See, she pulled down my underwear, picked up my junk. She looked underneath it. She was looking everywhere.
I think
she might have been sized.
I think the last time I did the dermatologist bit, I just booked it online. And he had an appointment like that same week. Maybe I go to a Nubs dermatologist. Maybe that's
hey, if you got in.
I got in.
That's the key, man.
Yep.
Those dermos, man. They're Valdez is right. It's hard to get an appointment.
So
these guys are booked.
So I was going for a walk last night around the neighborhood, and when I got back, the Nats were already up by a ton. It's amazing what that offense is doing, and I've always been a Matt Adams guy. He's up to 20 home runs. He's a part-timer, and everybody's hitting home runs. That's pretty sick.
Oh, they're just scoring a ton of runs right now. Now, I know it's amazing. I had the game on while my family was there, and I think it's the fourth game. Is it the fourth game out of the last six or something where they've scored like 13 or more runs?
They're just rolling offensively.
I think it was like 8-0 early.
And Max is supposed to come back Thursday.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's the big thing because it's looking like they're going to make the wild card. I know there's still a lot of time, a little over a month of baseball left, but they seem pretty locked into that wild card.
Well, they play
spot
at this rate.
Wild card's one game. So you want Max to be 100%. So all eyes are on Thursday if Max is going to be the old Max. Because then you feel pretty good that you can advance in the wild card regardless of who you play, whether it's the Cubs or the Mets.
Yeah, I'm
Phillies.
Not going to put too much stock in Thursday because, you know, he may only go five innings.
True, but if it's like he was in Colorado, if he has pain again, then you're a little nervous.
True. I feel like they held him out an extra pass because he wanted to go this weekend.
Right, he had that simulated game, I think, on Saturday.
Yeah, he wanted to go, and they no, they wanted one more. So, I don't know. I feel like he'll be okay, but I'm not going to put too much stock in it if he goes out there and he feels wrong. I think you're right, though. The key is just be healthy that next day, that day. And then I think you'll see the old Max Scherzer down the stretch. He's healthy.
The thing about the wild card games, and the Nats have never advanced past the divisional series. And so some people are like, well, they struggle in divisional series, never got out. Great to be in the wild card is. The wild card can be such a quick end to the season because it's one game.
Oh, yeah, you
can
have
all your hopes up. It's the playoffs, and then boom.
Sure, you can have what happened to Pittsburgh yesterday. You had a bad inning, and then you're out of it.
Yep.
So,
but you
yeah,
feel
scary.
Pretty good if Max
now, do we get to
go.
Count it as a series win if we win the one game wild card?
I don't think so.
That's not a series.
Because you would still say have an advanced past
series,
the divisional
yeah.
series.
Yeah, come on, a series
yeah,
means
you say
a series
they won
of
a
games.
Series, though. They finally won a series.
All right, should mention that we will talk to Jesse Dougherty from the Washington Post. He covers the Nats. He'll join us at 8:20. Comedian Bert Kreischer joins us at 9 o'clock. And Neil Greenberg talk a little fantasy football at 9:40. All right here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Definitely had one of the guys parking the cars at Homewood Suites this morning ask about Junkies Poker Open. He asked how much was the buy-in. I said, it's $300, my friend, and it's September 6th at MGM National Harbor. So keep your powder dry and get ready for our biggest event of the year. Of course, it's brought to you by our friends at Potomac Metals. So thanks
Chris
to them.
Chris is thinking of dabbling?
I don't think it's Chris.
Oh, wasn't Chris?
Another dude that was there. Maybe he's in training. I don't know.
Another dude.
Another dude that was there.
You don't know his name.
Clearly.
I don't know anybody's name except for Chris.
I don't know anybody's name. How
and
would
I should
know
a couple of their names. They're just so long.
Yeah, I don't know.
A couple
know.
Of foreigners.
Right.
Really long names.
You know, I don't know anybody's name anymore here, especially like where we work.
Yeah.
Because we're just in this little corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we show up like 5:30 or so and leave 10:15, 10:30.
Yeah.
We really don't really see the sales staff, the people that work in promotions, you know, the administrative people, really nobody.
Right.
So yesterday I had an anxiety attack after the show because actually it was during the show. Remember I Venmo'd Drab $2 because I couldn't find my wallet.
Right.
And I figured I left my wallet at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was leaving, so I thought, oh, it's probably on my bar at home. So as I was leaving, I pull up to the gate to leave. And then I realized, wait a second, I got in this gate with my security pass. I must have had my
sure.
wallet or else I couldn't have gotten here. I couldn't have gotten in through various doors here where I have to use your security pass to buzz you in. So clearly I brought my wallet to work. So I came in. I figured, oh, it just must be on the floor in the studio.
Right.
Right. So I park my car, come all the way back upstairs. Everyone's looking at me. What are you doing? Why are you back? And I go, I realized I must have left my wallet here.
Mm-hmm.
And Cakes is still here. And I'm searching all over. And I can't. It's not under the console here. It's not over where I put my bag.
You had to grasp that my wallet was your wallet.
I looked at that. I said, are you sure? Is that your wallet?
Yeah.
And maybe you grabbed mine by mistake.
Yeah.
No. I went and looked. Drab's like, did you look in the bathroom? Did you go to the bathroom? Like, yeah, I looked in the bathroom. I looked in the studio, but I didn't really go hang out with Valdez and Drabby. So I'm like, where the hell is my wallet? Now, typically, I don't really care. I mean, you know, whatever. I actually did have a little bit of cash in there, but we all know the pain of canceling your credit cards, of getting. I just went to the MVA.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get another license.
Oh.
So I was just dreading the whole thing. And then I thought, well, you know what? It must be in my car. It must have somehow been.
Right.
Went looked in the car, but that didn't make sense again because I had to have it to get in the building.
Correct.
So finally, I got to give Drab credit. He said, let's retrace all your steps, which is the obvious move. And I thought I did, but I forgot I recorded a few spots in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
in
as soon as he
studio.
Said, did you check the production studio? Boom. there it was underneath the console there. And I wore sweatpants without a zippered pocket. That's always a no-no.
It just fell out?
And it just fell out, and it was sitting there for 5 hours. 5 hours. And then I was so thrilled that I had my wallet, that I found it. I just put it in my back of my pocket. I walked downstairs, and I drove home. And I realized I left my backpack here.
Yeah, I thought you might have done that, because after you were done searching for your wallet, I came back into the studio, and I looked over to my right, and there was your backpack with, like, a sweatshirt over top of it. I thought to myself, that donkey donk left with all of his gear here.
I did. I was so excited I found my wallet that I got all the way home, and it wasn't until I parked my car and I leaned over to get my backpack that I realized, oh, I left it here. You know how just one little thing will just throw you?
Oh, completely.
That just completely threw me yesterday.
Tilts you. Lost wallet and or phone and or keys, any of those three, they will completely take you out of your routine.
Well, and yeah, any of the slightest thing can take me out of my routine. I could back out of my driveway, and if we hadn't put, like, say, the recycling containers away, let's say, you know, the day before, I mean, it rarely happens, but let's just say, for example, I left the recycling containers out, and it forces me to back out a certain way, I will end up driving to work a completely different way because it's now taking me, as I backed out to the left instead of the right, and now I'm halfway to work, and I go, wait a second, what? And it's all because I backed out. Like, one little thing can change my entire day.
Yeah.
Can change my entire route.
So change your life.
This morning, I went to get gas, and I ended up going back. I went to work to BW Parkway today, which I haven't done in months, maybe close to a year. But they've gotten rid of most of that traffic.
I think I'd rather cliff dive than get gas in the morning on the way to work.
I don't really.
I understand you're desperate. At
I don't
some
really
point.
Like to, but I had like 60 miles.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on fumes, I understand.
Don't you hate getting gas all the time?
Yes,
I almost never get gas. By the way, it was 60 miles left. I always take it down to like the last 20.
Well, I have my aunt and uncle and my cousin coming today, and I'm driving them back to Bowie. I don't want to get gas with them. I don't want to drive around D.C. and look for. I don't want to ever have to worry about gas,
right,
when I'm driving my family around. So I said, I'll just get it now,
right.
But gas, I also live in a spot where gas is not. I like gas to be right on the way to the Beltway. Like, if I'm leaving my house, I get at the Beltway.
You like Uber convenience.
I don't have a gas station that's on the way.
You don't want to do U-turns or left turns.
No, I don't want to do any. I want it to be right on the way.
Right.
So convenient. And I really don't have one. Do you have one?
I have to drive into the booming metropolis known as Olney to basically hit
gas. So you basically
gas.
Have to go out of your way, too.
There, like, if I'm driving here in the morning, there's no good spots to get gas. None.
Right.
If there are any, they're closed.
Right.
Why are you closed? You
so can't tilting.
You can't leave the pumps on overnight.
That is so tilting.
I understand if the convenience mart portion is closed, but leave
gas
the pumps on.
Gas stations should be open 24/7. No doubt about it. Everything's automated. Are people, besides Lurch, actually buying gas with cash? Who does that?
No.
I know Lurch does.
Nobody buys gas.
And my friend Stumper probably does.
I buy almost nothing with cash.
Almost nothing. The only thing I need cash for is all my barbers take cash. Barbers don't get sized for credit cards.
No, they like cash. You know who else likes cash? Casinos.
I went to Europe for a week and didn't use any cash or euros or anything.
Well, you should have for tips.
Credit card the
I
whole
would
time.
Think for tips.
No.
You tip nobody.
No, I use credit card. And actually, a lot of places there don't take tip.
So, like, when you're tipping, like, your bags and all that stuff, you're not tipping those guys? Like, on
I don't think I used anybody
like
for bags.
Like, when I go on the bus at the airport, like, if I park, like, satellite parking, I get on the bus, and the guy grabs my bag, I feel like I got to give him a few bucks.
Yeah, but you know what? I've kind of gotten away from the satellite parking now because I've noticed that the difference is just a couple of dollars.
Because it's nubs.
Yeah.
Because you'd rather.
Well, I think the difference is more than that.
You'd rather be closer into the terminal.
If you're there for like a week.
It's like a $35 difference at the end of the week.
Yeah, but usually if I'm traveling, it's on Entercom's dime. I'll let them pay for it. I'll let them pay the extra.
I'm telling you.
Daily parking.
I used to do that because more often than not, we have three airports that we can all choose from.
Yeah.
Dulles, Reagan, and BWI. But more often than not, especially when I'm traveling with my mom, we do BWI. And when I'm traveling with my mom, it's just she's got she does the wheelchair once we get there. She can walk to the terminal.
Well, BWI has the best parking of any of them. They have the in-between, the express parking, where they pick you up at your spot.
Right. They
and
valet.
They pick you up express, like fast,
right,
right at your
with
spot.
Quickness.
Well,
with
I just don't. Cake. I just don't dance with the satellite park
no.
anymore, because what happens is I have to drop off my whole crew there, and then I have to go back to park the car. I don't park my car and then all six of us,
no.
like my crew of five plus my mom
too
being
much.
Six, get out.
Too many moving parts.
And there would be way too many suitcases, so I drop them off, and then I go do the parking. And now more often than not, just because I got to be kind of quick back so that I can meet my group before everybody's checked in and all that sort of stuff, I just park
the
in there.
The days of cheap satellite number parking for me, dead and buried
yep.
with our old Super Bowl trips.
I'm with you.
They're just,
yeah, but if you go,
but hold on.
Listen, I love convenience, but if you're going to say be away for a week and it's not a work trip and you're going to.
Pretty sure it's a $35 difference, 7 times 5.
Well, if it's, I think it's more than that. It depends on the airport, but a lot of times it's like $20 at the garage,
right.
And the other might be like $8.
Okay. So $60 difference there.
That's a pretty big difference.
You know what I do with that? I eat that. I eat that cost.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, where the squeaker in me comes
Flakes
out.
Flakes likes convenience.
Believe me, I've done that a lot, but I think finally at the age of 48, I've gotten past it,
yeah.
And I'm choosing. I don't know if it's
certain things I'm a
squeaker
about.
I'm not choosing
about.
The absolute most expensive, because the absolute most expensive I think is valet. And but there's one
valet
that's not
like
that
the
much
hourly.
Different.
You can't.
Right.
You can't park hourly.
Right.
If you're
but I do
on
the one
trip.
That's there, not a mile away, that you have to take the bus. So this is kind of a no news story, but it's one that we do need to discuss. We haven't discussed it in probably a week. Trent Williams still not in camp. Weeks ago, Bruce Allen said there was no fracture in the relationship. Clearly, he doesn't want to play for the Redskins, or he's using his leverage to get more money or whatever the heck it is, right? We don't really know because Trent hasn't spoken. So yesterday, somebody finally asked Jay, have you spoken to him?
Yeah.
And here is how Jay responded to that question.
One more Trent thing. Have you actually talked to him at any point in the last couple weeks?
Talked?
Trent, yeah.
Maybe.
Texted?
Texted, talked, maybe, yeah. Yeah, it is what it is right now. He's not here, so we just got to talk about the people we have.
Yeah, so I watched that live, and I definitely raised my eyebrows. Definitely raised my eyebrows, and Jay kind of smiled a little bit too. So that I thought that was pretty daggone revealing. I don't
so
know
what is your interpretation.
My interpretation is they're talking. He's trying. There's still hope. I thought it went from hopeless. Like I've completely written off Trent Williams. I've just completely bought into, and I didn't a month ago. But as training camp progressed and came and gone, and he hasn't said anything. And from talking to people, I've just become just sort of numb to the idea that he's just not coming back.
I still don't think he's just willing to punt $12 million.
I think he's trying to force a trade. But
I mean, the Skins seem pretty entrenched and dug in on their position.
They're pretty stubborn. But when Jay kind of smiled, too, if you saw the video, he kind of smiled a little bit, too, and he said, maybe.
Yeah. I still think
it left the door open.
I'm dumb enough to think that he's just going to show up for week one and he's.
Well, you've maintained that all along. So if that happens,
I think he's going to be there.
You're a seer. It left the door open.
None of the guys who are holding out have come back. Zeke, Melvin Gordon, Trent Williams.
Well, it's still early.
It's early, but the first game is 2 weeks away.
Well, but that's probably when they'll show up. If they're going to show up, if they really deep down want to play for their teams, they'll show up right before week one. So we're not quite there yet. But I thought, I don't know, we could open up to listeners. I'm sure I think that happened while Grant and Danny were on, and I think I saw Danny allude to it on social, so I'm sure they talked about it. But I'd love to know if our listeners have that same sort of, wow, there's a window of opportunity there. That door is open a crack. That's how I interpret it.
I don't even know if I have a true interpretation.
Play it again, Valdez.
I felt like he is going to come back. I agree with Cakes. He's not willing to punt $12 million, $16 million, whatever he has. So I've always felt like he's going to come back in the regular season. Like he's going to hold out, and they do seem entrenched. And then after a couple weeks, he's going to be like, what am I doing? I'm giving up $600,000 a week?
Maybe. I just thought maybe pride would get away.
And then he just begrudgingly comes back. Or they end up trading him if they realize he's just not going to play for us.
It was just last week where Lockefor and some of these other people said it was only a matter of time. Before the Redskins trade him.
Or maybe he's the rare bird. he's the athlete that has $30 million in the bank. And he just looks
at it.
He's made
95.
And he says, you know what? I'd like to make the $12 million, but I don't have to make the $12
million. Right.
Maybe
right.
That's
you want to chime
where
in,
he is.
800-636-1067.
Play this again.
We'd like to get your interpretation from what Gruden said. It's not much. He doesn't say much.
One more Trent thing. Have you actually talked to him at any point in the last couple weeks?
Talked?
Trent, yeah.
Maybe.
Texted?
Texted. Talked, maybe, yeah. Yeah, it's just, it is what it is right now. He's not here, so we just got to talk about the people we have.
All right. He just has a limited time frame where he can make $12 million per year in his lifetime, and I just find it hard to believe he's just going to punt that away. I'd be stunned if he did that.
Do you think that comment indicates to you that there is the door is cracked open?
Sure, there's some sort of discussion going on there.
Yeah.
My interpretation now that I heard it a second time, is I think Gruden is almost like a one-off. He may have had a text conversation, because the way he responded back, he was like, talk. I don't think they've talked on the phone, like spoken, but they probably have exchanged a text, and it's my guess would be, total speculation is, Jay was just saying something, hey, we'd love to have you back, and probably Trent, probably just like a pleasantry type thing, was like, yeah, I'd love to be back,
too.
Oh, no,
I bet it was more in-depth than that.
I don't think there's any progress at all in the negotiations, and I think Jay is really to the side of that, and he speaks to this. He's like, we're focused on the guys we have here, and he said, we're getting Jerron ready. We're getting Penn ready.
Of course. Well, that's what they have to do.
That's what they're doing. I don't think there is any progress at all.
If you had seen his face, you might have a different interpretation.
Maybe, but just listening
to it. He was smiling when he said it.
Yeah, because he's just playing with the media.
I don't think he's interested in playing with the media.
I don't know. Did you hear the end of it? He sounds defeated when at the end of the clip.
Here. I think he's just trying not to lead you on, but...
Texted.
Texted, talked, maybe, yeah. Yeah, it's just, it is what it is right now. He's not here, so we just got to talk about the people
we have. Yeah, I mean, he's frustrated.
When he says, we just got to talk about the people we have.
Well, he's right. But listen to the beginning part, and I'm telling you, you could find the video.
Listen to the beginning part when he just says, maybe.
Yeah, because he smiles. He smiles when he said it. I watched it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Texted.
Texted, talked, maybe, yeah. Yeah, it's just, it is what it is right now.
And
he's
then, of course,
here,
he wants
so,
to back off it.
By the way, when people say
it is, distance himself from that, but
people say it is what it is right now, that's a no progress comment. It is what it is.
It's a throwaway
guy's
comment.
Guy's holding out.
Well, hold on, not necessarily.
Doesn't
you
sound
could
like
be behind the scenes making progress, but at the end of the day, he's still not here. So the way I read that is, here's the way I read it. And I saw it live because the Redskins put it out on their Periscope. It was
people still use Periscope.
The Redskins do.
Wow.
They tweeted it, and I immediately said Jay Gruden's at the podium. I clicked on it, and I watched the link, and it was live. And John Keim asked him, and you know, I guarantee you, John was expecting him to say, "Yeah, no, I haven't talked to him. Nothing." This week was because they do it all the time. This week was different. He said maybe, and there was a little smile, and that's why people were laughing, and it just let me. If you saw it, you went, oh, wow. There's a little... Something's happening behind the scenes. That's my interpretation.
All right,
but
we can take your calls next. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
If I were you and you haven't done it yet, I would download the radio.com app on your phone. Take the Junkies or Grant and Danny or Chad Dukes versus the World with you wherever you go.
It's a great app.
It's a great app. It certainly is.
Anywhere in the country.
Should mention, we got a bunch of giveaways on the show today. 7:45, we do it every morning, give you a chance to win Nats tickets. 8:45, we're giving away NASCAR tickets. But we also have two pair of Nats versus Orioles tickets to give away.
And we'll hook up the 10th caller now at 800-636-1067. We'll take to see the Nats take on the Orioles August 28th at Nats Park. Beltway Series returns to Nats Park on August 27th and 28th. Tickets available at nationals.com, courtesy of the Washington Nationals. Details at thefandc.com/contest.
I mean, the Nats might put up 20 runs on Valdez's boys if they stay hot like they are against the Pirates and have been of late.
Right.
They've scored 43 runs in their last three, 62 in their last five.
They're on fire. Now, you hope they don't go on some sort of cold streak here.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times there is a regression. But right now, man, things are looking good. I just want to get back to the Trent Williams thing just for a minute and give it a little context, too. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago that talks to Jay regularly, and I remember asking, hey, what's the latest on this? What's really going on? And what I was told, and this was probably about a month ago, that all Jay said was, they're not even talking. Okay, so this was about a month ago.
Right.
And I know they've asked him publicly in these pressers, too, you know, what's going on? They go, oh, we haven't spoken, whatever. This is a little crack here. There's something going on.
A minor breakthrough?
There's a little minor something going on here. Maybe it's just the video that's really putting me over the top. We're going to just see kind of the smirk. That's a big thing, but you just see a little smirk from Jay. You saw, it wasn't an unhappy face. Do you have it? Yeah. There. Is that it? All right. So Valdez has got it pulled up on his computer. He had a little smirk there. And
he's definitely smirking.
It definitely led me to believe anyway that something's
makes
going on
you
here
lean
behind
in the positive direction
a little bit, not dramatically.
My interpretation,
a bit.
And look, we're just speculating.
It's all speculation.
Is he probably exchanged basically cordial text messages,
I mean,
with him?
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm just going to assume that, like most people, that Trent Williams likes money.
I mean, I'm with you.
I'm going to guess he likes money, and that he's going to see a pile of $12 million sitting there, and he's going to say, look, I have issues with the medical staff, clearly. They misdiagnosed whatever was growing on my head, and it upset me. And I can understand that. But I'd also like to make $12 million in this calendar year.
Oh, right. And a footnote
is, I think he will be there week one. All this is going to go away. He's going to show up. He's not going to punt away $700K per week.
Yeah.
I think this has emboldened you. I think hearing the little smirk has emboldened you.
It's helping me. It's pushing me more.
Giving you a little momentum.
Although he's in the exact same spot he was before.
Cakes has always thought he'd be back.
Yeah, but I haven't been as...
But you were losing a little faith.
Yeah, now I've got a little more bravado.
Okay.
Yeah. A little more pep in
this. So it's affected you, too.
A side note, too, is all players dislike training camp.
Hate it.
And so...
Despise
He's
it.
A vet. He's done it a million times.
Right.
So I'm not saying that he just wants to skip training camp and he'll do that the rest of his
career.
It's
already been documented. Russell documented. There are a lot of things he's upset about. He's upset about playing hurt. He's upset about the way they've drafted. He's upset about the way he's been, treated medically. There's a lot going on here. It's not just one issue.
But the most important factor, almost always, is money.
Agreed.
And when it comes to like where they're going to sign free agent wise, it's not the facilities, it's not the coaching staff. It comes down to money.
I said this a couple of weeks ago when it came out that Trent originally asked to be traded, and they said no right away. And he said, "Well, then I want a new contract." That led me to believe it's a lot about money.
By the way, I heard Joe Theismann on yesterday. I think it was, I'm 99% sure it was with Grant and Danny. It's not like he's the 15th highest paid tackle. I believe he's the 6th highest paid tackle in the NFL. I mean, it's not top 2 or 3, but being 6th highest paid at that position,
right,
still pretty good money.
Yeah.
And if the Redskins give like a little sweetener to get him up in the top 2 or 3, he's definitely going to be there.
I don't think it's just about the money. We've heard it's...
It's not just about the money. Mostly about the money.
This is what I do know. The best predictor of the future is past behavior in the past. In the past, not with Trent Williams, with other players outside of Le'Veon Bell, they all come back.
Right.
I go back to Emmitt Smith. You can go down the long list of holdouts. Occasionally they miss games. That's my vibe. He might miss a couple games, but he'll be back.
Riggins, rare bird. Riggins sat out all year.
It happens every now and then, but for the most part,
but none of those guys
hold
in the past,
out, they come back.
Did they have $95 million that they've already earned? That puts them in an unusual position of power.
Maybe
I think.
It's changing. Maybe it's changing, and Le'Veon Bell is going to be a trendsetter.
And who knows? Maybe Trent Williams got in on Amazon when it was $100 a share.
Hmm.
at $1 million. Maybe he turned $1 million into $25 million.
His investments could be amazing.
It could be. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Now, I know he's co-invested in a gym with Adrian Peterson, which is probably a terrible idea if you look at Adrian Peterson's track record. But I'm going to guess if he's taking this stance, his finances are probably in order.
All right, let's go to Chuck in La Plata. Chuck, what's up, buddy?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let's give it another shot. It was like
background noise.
Poker face.
Say again.
I don't think Jay has a very good poker face.
Right.
So how do you interpret his face?
Yeah. Well, like I said, anytime you get a little smirk on your face or something, poker, you have a straight face. Anytime you're lying, you know damn well you got a little smirk on your face that he talked to him.
Thanks for explaining a poker face.
All right, so what do you mean he's lying? They're not speaking?
Oh, no, I don't think he's lying. I just think, you know, what he said, maybe. Anytime you say maybe in a smirk, you know damn well he talked to him.
Of course. Well, that's a given. We all know he's talked to him. But the next question is, what is your interpretation of that conversation? Do you think that leads you to believe that there's an opening there that you didn't think there was before, or do you think it's just, as JP says, just a perfunctory, hey, how you doing, we'd love to have you here type of talk?
Well, let's face it, 99% sure he's coming back. Let's face it, if he misses the first game, it's over almost $1 million. I mean, $40,000 a day is bad enough, but $1 million, come on now, you know he's coming back.
Well, the fine stuff, if he ever does come back, they'll waive all that. You understand?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, but if he doesn't come back, that's a fine plus the million. So now you're talking almost $2 million. I don't care how much money you got. You're not going to lose $2 million.
Yeah. All right.
Although Le'Veon Bell did last year. As Eric said, what changes all of this and changes all the history is the enormous amount of money that he has already made in his career.
Right.
Like if he decided to retire, as long as he was responsible with his money, he should be okay.
Oh, easily.
And the next
easily
generation should be okay.
If you can't be okay after making $95 million and have bad investment thrown in, then I don't get it.
In fact, his grandchildren should be okay.
I don't get it either.
I don't make $95 million, and I got a ton of bad investments. I mean,
yeah.
You got to be able to make $95 million, have bad investments, and still be okay.
I invested in a coal company. A coal company within the last 10 years. Can you imagine something so outrageous?
Aren't they doing better as of late?
The coal industry as a whole?
Yeah. They're doing better than they were.
Maybe the stock is not doing well. Is having a stock that's worth 4 cents doing well?
You still have it? You didn't unload it?
Somehow I still have it. I don't know. I don't understand.
Sell. What does it make you think when you hear that little window into Jay's soul?
I think it means nothing. This hasn't moved at all.
Really?
Yeah, just because Jay has talked to him doesn't mean that I'm sure Trent's talked to a lot of guys in the organization. It doesn't mean anything.
All it means is it's different, though, because I know as of, say, a month or so ago, there wasn't conversation.
So he's sending him text messages, and Trent's probably saying, I'm fine.
I don't know. I read more into it than that.
Will he be left tackle for the Redskins week one in Philly?
No, absolutely not.
Hmm.
This is very similar to the Duane Brown thing 2 years ago in Houston. He sat out 8 weeks and then came back, and they traded him the next day. It's going to be the same thing. He's going to come
that
back.
That could be the result.
To get hit, to punch his ticket for a year in the league, and that will be it. And they'll trade him.
I don't see the Redskins really sweetening his deal much. I really don't see it. I mean, maybe they'll guarantee a little bit of the money next year, but I don't think he's going to get some windfall from this. It's going to have to be he just sucks it up and comes back and says, you know what, I just don't want to pass up on the dough. But I don't think it's going to be where he's going to be rewarded and given some big new deal. I don't see that happen.
I don't believe this to be true, but what if the Redskins really believe in Jerron Christian? Because we've been surprised that Jerron Christian has still been with the ones over Donald Penn, who they brought in.
I think they're just forcing that. Or Penn just must look awful.
Just saying, I don't think that's a great possibility, but there is that possibility that they believe they can get by with Jerron Christian.
It changes their game planning. They talked about it dramatically, not having him there. You got to have an extra tight end. Your running back's got to help chip. It just changes the play calling, changes everything, not having Trent there. Jerron Christian isn't 1/100th of the player Trent is.
Trent gets bitter because he sees Nate Solder making $2 million more than him, and he's a big, giant turnstile. He feels like he should make more than that guy.
Well, especially when he's frustrated with the organization.
Right.
You know, well, if I'm going to play for you, you better at least pay me.
Right.
All right. As we mentioned, the Nats have been on fire. They've scored 43 runs in their last three games. They've won 7 of their last 8. We're going to talk to Jesse Dougherty. He covers
the Nationals for the Washington Post. He'll join us at 8:20. Comedian Bert Kreischer joins us at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.